At the United Nations this morning, President Trump ridiculed reports that he ordered his staff to freeze military aid to Ukraine a few days before a phone call in which he pressured the Ukrainian president to investigate political rival Joe Biden. Democrats, meanwhile, will meet in a matter of hours to discuss whether impeachment should be on the table. Joining us now is Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger, a Democrat from Virginia, one of seven Democrats from swing districts who wrote in today's Washington Post that they back impeachment if the accusations against the president are true. Congresswoman, what made you decide to do this, or what is different about this than everything that led into the Mueller investigation?
So I think the distinction is very clear, at least it is to me, which is what led me to want to come forward with my opinion and my assessment of these allegations. And primarily, what is different is this. These allegations set forward that a sitting U.S. president allegedly sought to use his position, his power, and security aid dollars to compel or pressure a foreign country to provide information about a political opponent. This is looking forward towards the 2020 elections. This is the potential major abuse of the power of the presidency. This is the potential misuse of foreign security assistance dollars. And for me, it is notably different. And it's finite. It is very specific, the allegations that are being leveraged against the president. And so I thought it was very, very important to enter the conversation. I am pleased that my colleagues joined me in this, to say that from a national security perspective, from the perspective not of politics, not of our particular districts, but from the perspective of those who have served this country, who have sworn an oath, we see this as a departure from everything else that we've been dealing with. We need to treat it as such, and we need to move forward swiftly to get to the bottom of these allegations to either prove or disprove them.
Do you think it's likely that this is going to lead to an impeachment inquiry?
I think it's likely that we will go whatever route allows us to get to the bottom of the circumstance. If that is an impeachment inquiry, if that is inherent contempt powers of Congress, if that is going to court, if that is issuing additional subpoenas, if that is having every person possible related to this issue come before Congress, my position is that Congress should use every tool in its toolbox.
One of the concerns of the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, about going as far as impeachment is that it could cost people like you your seats next year. You were in a swing district. Are you worried about that?
I'm worried about my constitutional obligation. I'm worried about the future of our democracy. The allegations against this president are so severe and so troubling that in the grand scheme of things, the only thing that matters is that the American people believe that their votes count. The American people have trust in the system. You know, people in swing districts have all sorts of challenges presented to us. This is no different, but I have to step forward and be a voice related to this issue because it is so profoundly important.
President Trump, as you know, said he did nothing wrong in the phone call, that it was totally appropriate, and that the whistleblower was partisan. How do you respond to that?
I find this to be this excuse to be yet a kind of another example of a trend where we have a president who is willing to degrade the portions of our government, be they law enforcement agencies, be they intel agencies, now Inspector General. The intelligence community Inspector General came forward and said that these allegations are credible and urgent, and by law they should be relayed to Congress. So the bigger concern at this point is the fact that we see the White House and the administration blocking those allegations from coming before Congress as is legally required. And so, you know, I think that overall the allegations against the president are so profound and so disturbing that, you know, it would be unsurprising to me that there would be attempts to distract from them. But again, I go back to the point, we need to either prove them or disprove them.
Have you heard everything you want to hear from Joe Biden about this? This obviously involves his son Hunter's five-year term on the board of a Ukrainian gas company while Biden was vice president. And the Trump administration argues that Biden used his influence to get rid of a prosecutor to protect his son from investigation, although there has been no evidence of wrongdoing so far by Hunter Biden.
Yeah, I think the key is what you just said, which is there's no evidence of wrongdoing. In addition to being a former CIA officer, before that I was a federal agent, I am absolutely always in support of getting to the bottom of the facts and investigating anything that may be concerning. But here there appears to be no evidence of wrongdoing, but more importantly, and the real focal point from a congressional standpoint, would be the allegations against the President of the United States that he misused dollars appropriated by Congress for a security assistance program, sought to leverage them to his own benefit. That's the crux of my concern. That's the crux of my focus. If other entities, law enforcement, want to take up any other investigations related to this larger discussion, I certainly think that is appropriate, or their prerogative, or their mission. But from a congressional standpoint, our focus is protecting the Constitution from potential abuse, allegedly here by the president.
That is Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger, Democrat from Virginia, who has signed on along with six other Democrats from swing districts to a letter in today's Washington Post. We'll link you to that at hereandnow.org. Congresswoman, thank you.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.